As we mentioned, the Kerry campaign went to another crucial state today, Missouri. Along with today's focus on the new economic numbers, the campaign continues to highlight John Kerry's military service. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
More than anything else, John Kerry has made his campaign about biography, and in particular, his experiences as a young naval officer in Vietnam. Here's how he described in a speech yesterday why he would be a better commander-in-chief in the war against terror.
I will fight this war on terror with the lessons I learned in war. I defended this country as a young man, and I will defend it as President of the United States. I believe I can fight a more effective, more thoughtful, more strategic, more proactive, more sensitive war on terror that reaches out to other nations and brings them to our side and lives up to American values and history.
Indeed, he focuses so much on his 4 months in Vietnam that critics say he has virtually ignored his 20 years as a United States senator. And he frames the choice of this presidential election in personal terms. For Kerry, it's not two competing visions, it's two competing men, and voters will have to decide who is stronger and tougher, who is the better leader.
Americans want to know that the person they choose as president has all of the skills and the ability, all of the mental toughness, all of the gut instinct necessary to be a strong commander-in-chief. I'm asking you to trust our nation, our history, the world, your families in my hands. And I understand that. It's a big ask, and it's a tough judgment you have to make. But I believe in this case there is a very clear choice. I come to the job of Commander-in-Chief with the rare, gratefully, but important experience of having fought in a war.
John Kerry put his Vietnam experience front and center in the campaign, and yesterday, a group of anti-Kerry veterans took him on, airing an ad disputing Kerry's account of the events that won him his medals in Vietnam.
I know John Kerry is lying about his first Purple Heart because I treated him for that injury.
John Kerry lied to get his Bronze Star. I know. I was there. I saw what happened.
His account of what happened and what actually happened are the difference between night and day.
The charges have been around for a long time, ever since the early 70s, when Kerry became a prominent Vietnam veteran against the war. And they've been refuted by the testimonials of Kerry's own crewmates in Vietnam and by investigations by the Boston Globe and the Washington Post. Yesterday, the ads were condemned by Arizona Senator John McCain, perhaps the country's best-known Vietnam War hero. McCain said the ads were dishonorable and dishonest and called on the president to condemn them. He hasn't. But in answer to those ads, Kerry's running mate, John Edwards, told a crowd in St. Louis that they should listen to the men who served under Kerry on the Swift boats.
They saw him reach into the river, pull out one of his men, and save his life. They will tell you that they saw him in the heat of battle, turn his boat around, drive it straight through an enemy position, hunt down, track down that enemy to save his crew.
The Kerry campaign took the charges seriously enough to produce an 18-page rebuttal and pointed out that none of the men in the ad had actually served on the swift boats Kerry commanded. David Wade, a spokesman for Senator Kerry, says the charges are lies, but his comment suggests Vietnam is a debate the Kerry campaign was happy to have.
Well, why on earth Bush partisans would ever want Vietnam to be at the heart of any debate is beyond me. But nonetheless, this is different.
Why do you say that?
Because the bottom line is that John Kerry served his country honorably. He went when other people didn't want to go. He served with distinction.
The Kerry campaign's decision to highlight his service almost to the exclusion of the rest of his public career indicates that they're not worried about any controversy about his record in Vietnam or his conduct as a war protester when he returned. Just as Bush campaign aides say that whenever the subject is terrorism, Bush wins, the Kerry campaign appears to believe that when the subject is Vietnam, they can't lose either. Mara Liasson, NPR News, with the Kerry campaign in Missouri.